Good afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. On April the 1st this year, this broadcast explored the topic of the film Don't Look Up, which was about a comet hitting Earth. In the film, a bank of rockets was hastily put together to go blast the threatening comet out of the way. Well, as these things go, putting anything together quickly when it comes to space is highly risky. Space is hard, as Richard Branson and others have said when faced with criticism as to why space engineering takes so long. Launches are postponed. Windows of opportunity to travel to nearby planets when they are at their closest to Earth slam in our faces, and we must wait it out. This is all for good reason, which is why the film Don't Look Up is so interesting, as it wags a finger at political short-termism and lack of global response to a global threat, in this case a deadly comet hurtling towards us, but that comet could well be global warming, which we know is happening and is already proving disastrous. It could be a pandemic, enough said, the threat of World War III, dwindling resources, or whatever we need to collectively respond to. But we have NASA doing their best to potentially save us all with the DART program. For those who've not heard of this, it is the Double Asteroid Redirection Test, the world's first planetary defense technology demonstration, which successfully impacted its asteroid target last Monday and is the agency's first attempt to move an asteroid in space. DART targeted the asteroid moonlet Dimorphos, a small body only 160 meters in diameter. It orbits a larger 780 meter asteroid called Didymos, and neither asteroid poses a threat to Earth, and they're about 90,000 kilometers away. Well, NASA said at its core, DART represents an unprecedented, success for planetary defense, but it is also a mission of unity with a real benefit for all humanity. And Administrator Bill Nelson went on to say, as NASA studies the cosmos and our home planet, we're also working to protect that home, and this international collaboration turns science fiction into science fact, demonstrating one way to protect Earth. The investigation team will now observe using ground-based telescopes to confirm that DART's impact altered the asteroid's orbit. Researchers expect the impact to shorten its orbit by about 1%, or roughly 10 minutes, precisely, measuring how much the asteroid was deflected, and that's one of the primary purposes of the full-scale test. Observatories around the world have been invited to trace impact, as the more observations, the more accurate the result can be gauged. In fact, observations have been performed by the ATLAS project, which has telescopes at Sutherland in the Karoo, which show the small asteroid being hit and the resulting debris of dust upon impact. The asteroid at 160 metres across was hit by the vehicle at 22,530 kilometres an hour. Bang! The European Space Agency's HERA project will conduct detailed analysis over the next few years, examining the crater left by the DART collision. And HERA is due to be launched in a year, and it will take a closer look at the impact. Well, it's a step along the way of having a method of dealing with something from space threatening planet Earth, as long as we can get to it early enough so it doesn't fragment and cause a bigger problem. So on to other close encounters. Jupiter is close to Earth at the moment, so if you are enjoying a power cut and go take a look outside at night, you may see a large, bright, yellowish object, and that's probably Jupiter. And it'll be at its closest to Earth now for about 60 years. Well, this is the last Looking Up on a Friday. This little show has been going since June 2006 on Fridays, but now we'll be going out on Wednesdays at 17:30. So the next Looking Up will be on Wednesday, the 5th of October. For now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear and impact-free skies. FMR 101.3